From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. Three finalists for a job as Columbia's fire chief heard from residents at a Thursday night meet-and-greet session. Maria Bierman-Fote, Christopher Riley, and Andy Woody said they were gathering community input on what residents would like to see in their next fire chief. Bierman-Fote has worked in Johnson County, Kansas, for 20 years as a battalion chief of operations for the county's emergency medical services. Riley serves as a member of the U.S. Branch Council with the Institute of Fire Engineers, and Woody currently serves as the fire chief in Searcy, Arkansas. Columbia's previous fire chief, Randy White, retired in October after serving for 21 years. Deputy Fire Chief Kyle Fansler has been working as the acting fire chief until a new one is selected. Fansler, who was at the event, says he's looking for a boss who is willing to listen to the department's needs and follow through on meeting them. After talking with the candidates, he is confident that he's found that.
The biggest thing we need is a continuation of what we've already started with Chief White's leadership, not sweeping change, because our organization isn't broken. We just need continuation as we get better and better as we move to the future.
City Manager John Glasscock will sit down with the Fire Command staff to discuss the pros and cons of each candidate. Boone County and the City of Columbia have come to an agreement on redeveloping the former Boone County Fairgrounds as a recreation complex. The agreement will transfer the 134-acre fairground to the city, which will annex the property once it is developed. Parks and Recreation Director Mike Griggs said plans for the complex include an all-inclusive playground, four baseball diamonds, an agricultural park that could host the Boone County Fair, and parking for more than 700 vehicles. The former chief of the Columbia Police Department pleaded guilty this morning to driving with excessive blood alcohol content. Ken Burton did not appear in the court at the hearing, but was represented by his attorney, Andrew Popplewell. Burton was originally charged with a DWI and failure to yield. Burton pleaded guilty to the Class B misdemeanor charge of driving with excessive blood alcohol content, and the failure to yield charge was dropped. This comes after Burton was originally stopped in May at the intersection of Broadway and McBain Avenue. Burton was ordered to pay a $500 fine and another $149.50 in court costs. A 17-year-old Hallsville resident was pronounced dead this morning after a fatal crash on Providence Road. The Missouri State Highway Patrol confirmed Hayden Holt was on the right side of the road when he struck a utility pole and his car was overturned. Holt was fleeing from police when his car went off the street and crashed. Missouri's Attorney General Eric Schmidt is defending a high school football coach who is under fire for allegedly leading students in prayer. The Freedom From Religion Foundation filed a complaint against the Cameron R1 School District. The National Association of Atheists and Agnostics claims that the coach violated the U.S. Constitution by leading students in prayer before and after games. Attorney Eric Schmidt says this is protected by the First Amendment. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.